And what a perfect way to say farewell to Natalie Tuck with Happening, which is taking place, of course, at the wonderful world of the Central Hall, Westminster, on Saturday. That's the 20th of September, which ties in with...
Annette Andre, ace actress and top correspondent, now live on the Midweek Drive with another audio letter from upstate New York.
Or technically these days, California. But anyway, good morning, Annette. How
good morning. Good morning.
Fantastic to connect with your good self. And how are we waited to actually say those words, but actually you've had to come over to Britain to actually do it? Because strangely enough, yourself and indeed Arthur Weingarten don't actually take well to actually doing a phone link at 2 a.m. in the morning. I don't know why.
I don't know why either. I mean, you hadn't asked us before.
Oh, well, there we are.
I know what Arthur would say.
Yeah, precisely. I think yes, midnight in L.A., it's not going to happen, you know, from
that's
point
of view.
We'll work through that. Anyway, Annette, welcome to Blighty. I was beginning to think, have you been? Have you gone? Have we missed you? Because I know when we last spoke, we knew you were coming over, but then for some reason, the telecommunication channels just weren't working. And then,
that's,
you know,
right.
What's going on? In fact, to the extent I sent an email saying, I hope you're okay and everything else is all right, because we had hoped that you'd be up in Lincoln for part of the whole thing. But not to worry. It's this weekend, of course, between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. It's a galaxy of stars, and we were just actually looking through this. Not only have we got the 50th anniversary of Goldfinger, but even more important than that, you will be at Central Hall, Westminster, with a whole heap of other fine folk signing.
I will. That's the first time I'll have been to Westminster.
Well, it's a nice place. I think politicians quite enjoy it, but
maybe I shouldn't go.
I'm sure Prime Minister David Cameron, without your monthly audio missives from the United States, he would be at a loss to actually cope with his foreign policy. Look what's happened to Scotland, or not, as the case may be.
Oh, what has happened
to
Scotland?
Yeah, that's, yes. Something we'll probably find the answer to in about 24 hours from now, Annette.
That's right, yeah.
It's extraordinary.
Okay. So,
I'm not sure we're going for an audio missive. I'll introduce you to a fine young soul in the studio called John Wenham, who's our events diary coordinator.
Good morning, Annette. Mm-hmm.
Good morning. Nice to say hello
to you too.
Premier cricketing umpire as well is John Wenham, as well as events guide. So, yeah, there's a whole routine. I won't even get started.
Is he the one that bowls the maidens over?
Wow. Well, I've been known to in the past, I suppose.
Yeah, okay. Let's move over from this. This wonderful lineup, which includes, as I say, the likes of Fenella Fielding, Angela Douglas, and Nicholas Smith.
There's a whole, I haven't
Liz
got
Fraser.
It in front of me.
It's fantastic.
A,
yeah,
Liz. Yep. Yeah, lots of people. There'll be more than that, I'm sure. Yeah,
Ian Lavender. I never quite seen you as a comedy actress, I have to say. Because, I mean, Randall Hartcock Deceased and The Persuaders and The Saint, and so I'd always seen as kind of classic TV drama. So
there are hidden things, aren't there?
A funny thing happened on the way to the studio, obviously.
Actually love comedy. I really love doing comedy. I used to do quite a bit, and... before I left Australia, I was sort of feed girl in a couple of the nightly TV shows, the variety shows they had out there, and worked with quite a few people, Benny Hill and, others, The Visiting. I mean, it's so long ago, I can't remember, but I used to do that. And then I came over here, I worked with Sid James and Dick Emery and... a lot of people, quite a lot of people.
And that explains your perfect timing. The secret of comedy. John.
Yes, I was just saying that we were talking about Ian Lavender just then. Of course, he had great comedy in Dad's Army.
Oh, I loved him in Dad's Army.
Yes.
I really did, yeah.
Yeah, he's Stupid Boy Pike.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. He played it beautifully.
What I find astounding about this fabulous event, which, as we said, takes place in London this Saturday, 20th September, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. admission, £5. £5. No. It's amazing. I mean, that's all you need.
I know, isn't it?
If you happen to be chronologically gifted, a bit like John, 75 years and 1 week old. Brilliant. it's a new birthday celebration. You can actually get an entry for £4, or if you're a student as well. Yeah, it's astounding.
It's quite amazing. You pay a normal bus fare for that.
Precisely. If you want to be really early and good, though, and turn up for 8 o'clock onwards, that would be £10. But it's great stuff. And, of course, so many chances to meet people, so many chances to obviously secure the chance of autographs, a variety of things. It's marvellous.
All of that goes on, and we like to meet the people and talk to them, and sometimes they ask for photographs with them, and all sorts of things. So it's always a good fun event.
I suppose these days, Annette, you probably might even get the selfie brigade coming out there. I mean, have you ever been asked to actually do some selfies there?
Selfies,
exactly.
Oh, you know something? I've been tucked away from the selfie.
I think a very, very wise,
I'm
actually.
Not sure.
No.
It's. I tell you what, I think I'd say no because the angles are dreadful.
Well, no. Do you know, that's been my line consistently on this whole thing. Where people said, hashtag selfie. No, no, just don't.
It's the wrong side for me. Yeah,
precisely. So how's Arthur coping whilst you're this side of the Atlantic then, Annette?
Oh, I think he's, I think he's just sort of rocking backwards and forwards saying, when is she coming home?
Yeah,
no, he's coping very well, thank you. Great. And now that we're in the sun, of course, we don't have to think about, will we get down that icy road? Oh, my goodness, all of that goes on.
But when we were connecting with Los Angeles last night with Phil Leonis, he was saying it's almost too hot over there now.
At the moment, he said... LA is really hot at the moment. Where we are, which is further down, closer to San Diego, it's a beautiful climate. It really is. And of course, it gets hot, and it can get humid. And Arthur said that's what it's been. We happen to live overlooking a big canyon, and we get a breeze from that. So a lot of the time, we just have a little bit of relief. Whereas you go down the hill a bit, it's it can be much stickier.
So, Annette, we need to ask, what's the schedule? Is it a case you fly back to the States immediately after you've wrapped at 5 p.m. tomorrow evening, or rather on Saturday, I should say, the London Film Convention? Will you be sticking around a bit? I mean,
no. I mean, I came over to be with my family for a while.
Yeah.
And if I left now, they'd all go berserk.
Excellent. I'm not saying that in an excellent sort of way.
I have to take my granddaughter to... nursery every morning and pick her up in the evening.
You see, Annette, there's something there which I just find... Annette, you can't be chronologically gifted enough to be a grandparent. This is ridiculous,
I just pretend they're grand. I sort of adopted them, picked them up and said,
Precisely, yeah.
No, I try not to think about it, and frankly, I don't feel at all chronologically whatever.
No. Or experientially enhanced, which is the other alternative way.
I don't like that one so much. I think the other one's better.
We certainly don't use the O word, because we don't.
Kidding? What's that word? I have no idea.
Precisely. Otherwise, we would be barred from Siren 107.3 FM and South.
That's
a great song. So is the opportunity then still possible that you might be able to join us in Lincoln to actually do a live piece from our studio?
Yes, I'm waiting for that. I'm waiting for the invitation. I mean, I haven't had one yet.
There's an open invitation in there, and in fact, now that we know that you're not, so we will communicate via the medium of email, etc., and hopefully set something up. So, October looking healthy for your good self?
October, I think, would be very good. Yes.
What do you think, John?
In November, I'm doing another convention.
Well, then
the end of
we need to.
So I'm here through till December. You see.
We need a couple of mini events to sort that through. What do you think, John?
I think
Lincoln
we could,
deserves to actually have Annette Andre grace us with her fantastic.
Why not?
Presence.
Yes. come on, I'll be pleased.
Do I get a glass of wine?
I think we can provide the wine. I think that's...
I think we could do that. We could always take you somewhere where we can find it.
And after the excitement last week of graduation with Julian Fellowes, who was awarded an honorary doctorate and so on, and indeed Joshua Rosenberg from the BBC, I think Andre, they've warmed the audience for you, Annette. So that's very important.
Well, I'm pleased about that. Yeah. I did say to them, make sure you get someone good to warm it up.
I think it's very critical, because Dame Maggie Smith or indeed Annette Andre. In fact, that's the next thing. We need Dame Annette Andre. That's the next campaign I'm working on.
I'm not too sure I like that, Ned, actually. It kind of ages you somewhat. I'm very happy with just the Annette Andre.
Well, fantastic. Annette, it's been probably one of the most surreal transatlantic audio missives we've had from quite some time.
I know. It's been much fun for that. A long time.
It is the opportunity of a lifetime to touch base with Annette Andre and a whole heap of other good, fine folk. In fact, Annette, spread the word. If any of your colleagues, if you get a chance, because I know sometimes these signing festivals, as we know with Shane Rimmer and other companies, etc., that you literally sort of you work from dawn to dusk with respect to autographs and
various.
But should you have a chance, obviously spread the word. They might like to join us and do some telephonic links and various other bits and pieces.
Absolutely. I certainly will.
But it is there at the Central Hall, Westminster, this coming Saturday, 10 a.m. through to 5 p.m. It's absolutely a fantastic event. You can go online to the London Film Memorabilia Convention.co.uk. Sounds a bit like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious as a word, but it is all one word: London Film Memorabilia Convention.co.uk. Sometimes you just think they're getting too complex, these web addresses. It's there, and you can find all the details. I had hoped to be there myself and that to touch base, but as you said, there's another convention. Let's see if we can maybe do a behind the scenes in November. But before then, of course, we now work on the campaign, John, which is Annette Andre coming to the Midweek Drive.
We'll work on that one. Yeah.
Oh, good. I look forward to it.
It'll be brilliant. Annette, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme? You're first, of course, from Britain. Amazing.
That's right. And as usual, it's gone swimmingly.
Well, I take it then you're for joining us in the very near future.
I'd love to.